Hello, thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you?
Okay, I'd like to know what the heck is going on with this. I'm going to give you a reference number, and I want you to tell me what the hell is going on.
Hold on 1 second. Can I get your zip code?
53079.
53079.
Correct.
Okay. What's your first name?
Sheila.
Sheila. Sheila Heffernan?
Correct.
May you verify your address for me, Miss Sheila?
W675 County Road T, St. Cloud, Wisconsin, 53079.
Thank you so much. Hold on 1 second while my system is loading. My name is Darielle. I will be assisting you today.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Okay, so I have your account pulled up and I see that you had ordered something that was Sleeth Elite Drone for $8.25 November the 17th, 2022. Do you remember making that purchase?
What was it?
A drone.
Okay, yes, I did order that. Now,
Okay.
what I understand is when I ordered that, you sent me on to several places for sweepstakes.
Yeah, so who did you order that through? What company?
Premium Gadget Collect.
Okay, so yeah, so with that they have an automatic subscription fee. And so that is what you was enrolled in. But just one moment while I try to fix this problem.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I have a confirmation number ready for you when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay. It is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-710-940. Again, that is 262-710-040. Wait, no, 0940.
I already canceled it through Great Merchandise Hardware. That's the same cancellation number.
Okay, yeah. So what I have is the one that th they had charged you was $39.99. I gave you that as a refund, the $39.99. And
What
ma'am.
about this? They've also sent me on to this Kaleidvo store, Iowa. Let's see. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous. They sent me on to all kinds of crap.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So I canceled it so you won't be able to get the charges no more. All the other charges were declined from your bank. So if you give it 3 to 5 business days, you will see the money pop up back in your account. So what I would just say, whenever you're shopping online, please read the terms and conditions. It is still fine to shop online. The only thing is, when you shopping online, you need to cancel the subscription within 7 days of shopping and buying that product. So that way you'll only be paying like the $6 or the $8 for that product instead of being a charged subscription fee.
Now, okay, you can say that, but the fact of the matter is, I ordered this on 11/17, and I was charged this $39.99 on 11/20. That is not 7 days. That is 3 days.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. I canceled it, right?
Yeah.
I canceled
it.
Okay, so like I said, it's different companies. They have their own policies. So if you read the terms and conditions of it, some of them might say within 24 hours. Some of them usually say within 7 days of ordering the product. So once again, when you get transferred to a subscription, you need to cancel that subscription immediately and then just go through with the order so that way you still be getting the product. But I did just refund you the money. That's all I can do. And I canceled the subscription for them charging you again. I can't do no further actions besides give you your money back and cancel the subscription.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question because you're working for these people, apparently. Do you think that it's a smart thing to continue to work for these people that are actually out there ripping off everyone?
Well, the thing is, we represent Walmart, Target, Amazon, Costco, Walgreens, all of them. So really, even if I was to leave this place and go actually work inside of Walmart, the grocery store, I still would be working for them. So, I mean, either way, when you go to Walmart, you're still shopping out of Walmart, even though Walmart has a call center, right? And they have their own that they can charge people however they want through these subscriptions, okay? So even though if you buy the product and you say, oh, this was up from a Walmart campaign, right? And then they end up charging you over $100 when they said that you could only pay $10 and get the product for free, basically. Are you going to stop shopping out of Walmart?
I know what you're saying. I just know that in my personal opinion is that anyone who does that kind of thing, you're opening yourself up to be sued in the end.
Not me, the company. But like I said, you could go and try to sue Walmart, Walgreens. You already know how long that's going to take because all of their connections that they have in their billion-dollar companies. Not saying that you can't, but just saying how much of a problem that they're going to try to give. But once again, even though you know that it's coming from Walmart, Amazon, etc., are you going to stop shopping out of Walmart, Amazon?
I know
something. No, you're not. You're going to keep shopping with them. You're just going to be more careful. So.
Okay, I can't say that I've seen anything on there that said that it was going to send me on to a sweepstakes bunch of bullshit. That I never read. I did not see it anywhere on there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Aria.
No problem. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.